What is language and love? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. What is language and love? So often we try to say, well, if we don't speak the language, it's hard to be a lover. One of our neighbors her husband had died a number of years ago, and a neighbor of hers that just built a home and so forth, and lovely place, and he speaks French, and he speaks almost primarily French, and his brother-in-law or his brother came to visit him, and he speaks basically only French. And our neighbor was visiting with these two gentlemen, and she was very interested in the one, and she was talking to him as best she could with her English and her Spanish and his French, and talking to each other and sharing ideas with each other and saying how much they had in common. Well, they didn't get very far, because the words that they were using were strange to each other. They were a different language. And the woman later reported, it's hard to be in love with her, talk about love with the person when you don't speak the language. And we were thinking to ourselves, how very fascinating. We oftentimes say that in a love relationship where you're looking for marriage and you're looking for a long-term relationship, you're looking for sex and things like that, that if you really don't need language to speak to each other in that relationship. And then again, maybe you do. What is the most important aspect of a love relationship? The most important aspect of a love relationship, you might say, is the foreplay of the relationship. It's the talking, the sharing, the cuddling, the feeling closeness to one another, the feeling together with one another. If, as this lady found, it was difficult to communicate because of the languages, there apparently was not much else that really attracted them, except that they were both single people. And this is never enough to make a relationship on a lasting basis, on even a short-term basis. Because if you don't feel good in another person's presence, if you don't feel a warmth, a tenderness, a love, a gentleness, if you don't feel a oneness with another person, you can be sure, no matter what sort of a relationship you develop, it's going to be a very unsatisfactory relationship. And it'll be unsatisfactory because you haven't had an opportunity for the foreplay. If you don't feel attracted to one another, and I guess that is the word. Now let's look at the word attracted. We say people are attracted to each other and that this is what inspires them to their marriage. In truth, that's not the case. People look for people who are just like themselves. And if a man or a woman can look at a man or a woman and see them like themselves, see a reflection of their own inner purity, goodness, or mischievousness, whatever the case may be, then they find that that person is a desirable person. Now, if they cannot find that aspect in their friend, no, nothing will come of it. It will soon pass away and be gone. Just for having a physical relationship, that's never enough, because life continues for a much longer term than just a physical relationship. And sometimes the physical relationship ceases to be, and then what are you going to do? What sort of a relationship are you going to have? The saying is that you have nothing in common. Now, what do you have in common with someone that you love? Well, what you have in common is the feeling within yourself that you both have similar interests, you both have similar attitudes, but mostly each one of you sees in the other yourself, because that's what you will see. The world is made up of what we are inside of ourselves, for we look out of ourselves, and as we look out of ourselves, we see the world. And if we are nice, happy, gentle, kind, loving people, we will see a nice, happy, gentle, kind, and loving world around us. If we are violent, if we are unhappy people, if we are people who are trying to take advantage of everybody else in the world, we'll find other people trying to take advantage of us and trying to make an unhappy world for us. It's so simple. Now, what kind of a relationship would you like between two people? Well, theoretically, the relationship between two people, when two people care about each other, they are interested in themselves that they see in the other. They see in the other who they are. It has to be this way. That's just the way we're constituted. And we pretend that it's not so. We wonder what these people see in each other. Well, what they see is themselves. And you say, well, this very unhappy-looking man and this beautiful woman, she likes the man very much. Why would she like this unhappy man? Well, in truth, in that woman is a lot of unhappiness. In that woman is a lot of feeling of insecurity, and it comes out in how they choose their mate. Now, why is it that 50% or better of all marriages end up in divorce, in the United States at least? Why is it? Because people don't attempt to know each other on the basis that is going to be the most meaningful. Can you be with your beloved for hours on end and share thoughts, share ideas, not just a physical attraction, but share thoughts, share ideas, share your minds, share your hearts, share your dreams, share your goals? Can you do that? And can, if you're the woman, can you hear the goals of the man? And can you say, yes, I like that? Or do you hear the goals of the man and you'll say, well, he'll soon tire of that and he'll come back to being a responsible person, getting a good job or keeping a good job or whatever. And you see, when those sort of thoughts go through the mind, as they do go through most people's minds, they say, well, he's got a lot of good aspects or she's got a lot of good aspects about her and so forth. Well, now, you don't want these good aspects. What you want to do is to have the whole person be someone who is harmonious with you. If you don't have the language to communicate, you have nothing, because the language is a foundation upon which all love relationships are built. Love relationships are not built on sex. They're not built on physical relationship. They're built upon mutual understanding of what each other's dreams and goals and desires are. Because when a man and woman are related to each other and they're supportive of each other's ideals, their desires and their goals and their dreams, then you can be sure that is a marriage, as they say, made in heaven. It's a marriage made in bliss. It's a marriage made to succeed, to continue, to be something very wonderful. The United States is a wonderful country. And it has a Constitution, Bill of Rights. And these are the foundation principles of the United States. Well, now, the people in the United States feel that that is good. They feel that this is why they are citizens of the United States. And then people come in from other nations, and they want to bring in their attitudes from their countries, and they want to change the Bill of Rights, and they want to change the Constitution. They want to change these things. And as soon as they start changing them, if the people of the United States allow them to change them, if they allow them to destroy the foundation principle upon which the nation was built, the nation will fall apart. If in a relationship, the man and woman want to change each other, they want to make each other over into an image that they have of their own parent, and they want that relationship to be like that, they'll find that relationship will end up in divorce. That relationship will not get very far. Whether it's a country or whether it's a human being, the principle is the same. Do we have the ability to communicate our ideas and share our ideas and appreciate our ideas? Are people coming to this country because they love the United States and what it stands for? Are you having a relationship with a man or a woman because you love them and you love what they stand for and you love what they are? You love who they are. If only that were true. And in many cases, it is true. And in many cases, people live to a long, old age of happiness and harmony. Oh, they have their ups and downs of finding their way along the path, but their foundation is firm, just like the Constitution, the Bill of Rights of the United States. It's firm. It's something we can depend on. It's something that we know is what we believe. Well, what is it that the man and woman believe in each other? Is it firm? Is it something they can stand by and stand for? If you're ever looking for a relationship, and there are times when your spouse dies or leaves or you have a divorce or you have whatever, you're going to have your first time relationship. If you're going to have it, find out what their Bill of Rights are. Find out what their Constitution is. Know what your Bill of Rights are, your Constitution. Who are you? What do you stand for? Who are they? What do they stand for? Are you mutually responsive to each other, or are you mutually exclusive? Find out what your path is in life. Language is a very important part of love. Love is when you love yourself, and then you see in another who you are, that loving being that you are. And when you see that loving being that you are, you can be sure you're going to have a long, happy, harmonious relationship that will delight you beyond words. Today, establish your relationship with yourself first, knowing what is your Bill of Rights and your Constitution, what is it that is your foundation. And then, as you talk with other people, you do this anyhow, as you talk with other people, find out what their beliefs are, what their Bill of Rights, what their Constitution is, what they stand for. You may be from different nations and different countries and different lifestyles and different worlds, but principle always is the same and always is firm and always is dependable and always is wonderful. Stand up for principle and you will stand up for the most wonderful relationship the world has ever known, whether it be a country or whether it be individuals. They all stand the same. Think on these things, and if you find any merit in them, apply them to your relationships, for life is beautiful, and it is beautiful because you made it that way. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.